Part 2. Listen to part of a report on unique book titles and decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Write your answers in the corresponding numbered boxes provided.
Every year, the American Library Association releases a list of the top 10 books that people have tried to remove from school and library shelves. But this year, there are 13 titles on the list, and 7 of them feature LGBTQ people. NPR's Tilda Wilson reports.
For the second year in a row, Maya Kobabe's Genderqueer was the most challenged book. Kobabe talked to NPR in January about their graphic memoir, which details their journey to understanding their non-binary identity.
I just kept feeling like I was trying on, like, clothes that didn't fit. And it was the biggest sort of concern of my specifically teenage years and early 20s was just this, like, what am I? Where do I fit in all of this?
Kobabe says their memoir was met with love and support when it was published in 2019. It didn't receive pushback until 2 years later.
I think what mostly surprised me was, like, the timing of it and then also the level of it.
Lessa Kanenyapua Palaya-Lazada is president of the American Library Association. She says that challenges to LGBTQ books like Kobabe's are part of a trend they've seen over the past couple years. And the Library Association feels it's important to push back.
We know that LGBTQ youth who feel seen and heard have reduced instances of self-harm. And so as a library, as an institution, as a community center, it is our responsibility to make sure that our community feels reflected in our space and also has the opportunity to understand other points of view.
Palaya-Lazada says that doesn't mean a family shouldn't decide what's appropriate for their own kids.
But what is not right is for them to dictate what other families should read and other families should be exposed to.
Nearly 40% more books were challenged last year than in 2021. But Palaya-Lazada says these numbers are self-reported and likely underrepresent the total. Yet a Library Association poll shows a majority of Americans don't believe in banning books.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Every year, the American Library Association releases a list of the top 10 books that people have tried to remove from school and library shelves. But this year, there are 13 titles on the list, and 7 of them feature LGBTQ people. NPR's Tilda Wilson reports.
For the second year in a row, Maya Kobabe's Genderqueer was the most challenged book. Kobabe talked to NPR in January about their graphic memoir, which details their journey to understanding their non-binary identity.
I just kept feeling like I was trying on, like, clothes that didn't fit. And it was the biggest sort of concern of my specifically teenage years and early 20s was just this, like, what am I? Where do I fit in all of this?
Kobabe says their memoir was met with love and support when it was published in 2019. It didn't receive pushback until 2 years later.
I think what mostly surprised me was, like, the timing of it and then also the level of it.
Lessa Kanenyapua Palaya-Lazada is president of the American Library Association. She says that challenges to LGBTQ books like Kobabe's are part of a trend they've seen over the past couple years. And the Library Association feels it's important to push back.
We know that LGBTQ youth who feel seen and heard have reduced instances of self-harm. And so as a library, as an institution, as a community center, it is our responsibility to make sure that our community feels reflected in our space and also has the opportunity to understand other points of view.
Palaya-Lazada says that doesn't mean a family shouldn't decide what's appropriate for their own kids.
But what is not right is for them to dictate what other families should read and other families should be exposed to.
Nearly 40% more books were challenged last year than in 2021. But Palaya-Lazada says these numbers are self-reported and likely underrepresent the total. Yet a Library Association poll shows a majority of Americans don't believe in banning books.